The Ghosts in the Tower of London. It is a cold November evening. The last visitors to the Tower of London are leaving, and it is quiet. Albert Brown is the head of security. He knows everything about the tower. Today, Len Jackson is with him. He is 21, and it is his first day at work. "Our job is to close all the doors and windows," says Albert. "And then we close the gates and wait for the night guards to come." The men are walking down a long corridor to the staircase that goes to the second floor.
"Look! Look!"
the young man shouts in terror, and he points to the staircase. Albert smiles and puts his hand on Len's shoulder. "It's all right, Len. Don't be frightened."
"But who are they? What are they? They're looking right at me."
"Those are the boys."
"Are they alive?"
"Of course not. They're ghosts." "I can't go near those stairs," Len says, his voice trembling.
"Don't worry," Albert says. "When you go near them, they disappear. Come on."
Albert and Len walk slowly towards the stairs. When they approach the ghosts, they disappear into the wall.
"Now stop trembling, and I'll tell you about these boys," says Albert.
"Are you sure we're safe here?"
Len asks, very frightened. Albert laughs. "Believe me, the ghosts in this tower are old friends of mine."
"Who are they?" asks Len.
"The two boys are brothers. And the older one, Edward V, was the King of England."
"When was this?"
"A long time ago. In 1483. Edward was only 13, and his brother was only 11, says Albert. "Their father was dead, but they had an uncle called Richard. Richard wanted to be the King of England. He put the boys in the tower."
"And what happened to the boys?"
"The boys liked it in the tower. It's a great place for games, like hide-and-seek. There are lots of secret places in the building and gardens."
"What did Richard do to the boys?" Len asks.
"Not long after they arrived, their Uncle Richard ordered a servant to kill them. The servant said no. There was a guard called James Tyrrell, who was a wicked man. He wanted to kill the boys for money. One night, when the boys were asleep, he went into their room and killed them."
"That's horrible."
"Yes, it is. The servants looked in all the secret rooms and passages, but they never found the bodies."
Len begins to tremble again and says,
"What a horrible story."
"Well, it took 200 years to discover the truth," says Albert.
"What do you mean?"
"Well, the boys were assassinated in 1483. In 1647, some workmen found the skeletons of the two boys in the staircase where they appear."
"But there's one thing I don't understand," Len says.
"Do all the visitors to the tower see the ghosts of the boys?"
"Oh, no. Ghosts don't like the light. They usually appear when it's quiet and dark. And, of course, they know the guards, so it's all right. Here, read this brochure. It tells you more about the tower."
Len takes the brochure and reads the final sentences. "The Tower of London was the centre for torture, killing and murder. That is why the place is also called the Bloody Tower."
"What a miserable place this is," says Len.
"Oh, no, not any more," says Albert. "The visitors and the ghosts make it very lively."
"Are there more ghosts?" Len asks.
"Oh, yes, lots of them. In the past, when a king put a person in the tower, it meant only one thing, death. My favourite ghost is Anne Boleyn. Her story is very sad."
"Who was she?"
"Anne was Henry VIII's second wife. He was king from 1509 to 1547. Henry loved hunting, music, good food, and especially women. In total, Henry VIII had 6 wives.
Gosh!
What happened to Anne? At first, she and Henry were happy. But after 3 years, he wanted to marry a different woman. So he put her in the tower."
"Why didn't he divorce her?"
"Divorce didn't exist in 1509. They cut her head off instead."
"Oh, my goodness," says Len. "She'll never forgive him," continues Albert.
"Now Anne walks in the gardens with her head under her arm, calling, 'Henry! Henry!'"
Len looks at Albert.
"Albert, this place and all these ghosts, I don't know if I want to work here."
Albert smiles.
"There's nothing to worry about. The ghosts won't hurt you."
At that moment, the night guards come, and Albert and Len walk to the gate.
See you in the morning, Len, at 8 o'clock. Don't be late.
Len waves, but doesn't answer. That night, he dreams of two little boys standing at the end of his bed.
Help us, Len, they say.
Suddenly, he hears Anne Boleyn calling out.
Len! Len!
He wakes up trembling and sits up in bed. In the distance, he hears a little boy crying.